The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. Mr. Rector's back this week, so we got the A-team here today.
Good morning.
Welcome aboard again, and it's been another dry week. We got, I think, 5 or 6 raindrops the other day, but the good part up in the mountains, they got plenty, so that's going to help the water flow down the river to the lake, to Lake Wylie, so, which is where Rock Hill Water Supply comes from, but sometimes the supply don't matter if you can't get it to where it needs to go, like they had this week. But it could have been a lot worse. We've been talking about that before we came on there. There's been a bigger pipe or another pipe had busted. It could have been really bad. But the city seemed to handle it pretty well. But they say it's shot mud forever. But I didn't get up there to see. So anyway,
yeah, they did a good job getting it back on. And I don't think it hurt people too bad to be without something for might teach everybody a lesson.
No, man. People nowadays don't like my wife, they don't like to be inconvenienced at all.
Yeah, I was telling them, I go see my grandma usually every morning, but I went to see her this morning, and we've been talking about it. She's 101 years old, and she lived in a house that didn't have water, so you had to go out and draw the bucket from the well, like you, I guess everybody sees in movies, but it's actually happened. I mean, it was, she lived out in the country, and that's just what they did. So.
Oh, that happened here in New York County, because right up the road from me, the big two-story white house on Pennington there, that was my great-grandfather's house, and the old well's still in the back.
Yeah.
Now, the outhouse was tore down back in the 50s when they finally got electricity.
Mm-hmm.
They ran power lines across the property in 1922, promising them they'd get power, and it took 30-some years for them to get it. But it,
they could see it, but couldn't get it.
Well, my grandmother had a wood stove, and they put all electric stuff in her kitchen, and she wouldn't use it for 2 years because she was scared of it. Electricity was bad stuff back then.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, how was the week at Carolina Fresh Farms?
Well, good. Like you said, we've dropped the temperature now, so if we can get some rain, looks like we may have some coming this week. But we had a pretty busy week, still selling sod, and people are buying seed and fertilizer, trying to get that aerator to go down in the ground. If you have irrigation, I guess you can pump it on there now since the water's all fixed, and try to loosen it up a little bit, and seed, fertilizer, and people putting out mulch and all that good thing, trying to get ready for winter, I guess.
Yeah, the problem with the irrigation, usually by this time people are starting to winterize their systems.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a bad thing right now. But they are talking some rain tomorrow. Now, I didn't hear this morning how much they're talking, and kind of bouncing all over the place. And then again Tuesday. But we definitely need some. That ugly drought word starting to pop up, even though in my mind we can't be anywhere near a drought yet. Because you don't go 9 months and be 20 inches above normal, and in 5 weeks you're in a drought. That just doesn't sound right to me. There's a whole lot of indicators in that classification, and the drought monitor is showing us in a drought, but that's basically the effect on agriculture. So anybody trying to do their fall gardening is probably in trouble by now, because we haven't had enough moisture to keep stuff alive. But we had a pretty good week, too. It seemed to be real sporadic. Like Thursday, we were just slammed to the gills, and then yesterday it was kind of so-so, and Wednesday, I don't think I sold a thing all day, but that happens this time
of year. Retail.
So that's the way it works. You either got too many people or not enough. But we still got some good-looking plants right now, and I think Tommy's getting ready to lay some sod next week. So we have real.
He called me about some zoysia. So if you want any warm season grass, I still feel confident that you can go at least to Halloween. I've done it just about Thanksgiving, but. And the temperature is going to bounce up and down all winter, and won't get super cold till January, probably.
We've done it a lot later than that.
Yeah.
you got to take care of it and know what you're doing. But we've had real good luck. In fact, we did one in Wood Forest way back yonder. It seeded it, and we seeded it on Christmas Eve. And it started raining and sleeting when we were finishing up, and that turned out to be the prettiest yard we'd ever put in.
I did one like that, too, right before Christmas, and it kind of sat there, straw, and it sat there through January, February, and we had a warm day in March. It just seemed like it jumped right out of the ground. And
ours, actually, we had about a two-week spell where it warmed up in January, and took off. So it was gorgeous going into spring. But,
it is important, to, if you do need to seed your yard, to do it before Christmas anyway. I mean, it's better to do that than wait till spring because you just kind of complicates everything when you're trying to seed and trying to control the weeds. It's just something that really can't be done. So
we get a lot of calls for seeding in the spring and summer, but you're wasting your money. It'll germinate, but it doesn't have time to get strong enough, and then when the hot weather hits it, it's pretty much toast because the root system's not deep enough, the blades aren't strong enough. There's a lot of issues. But it's the problem with overseeding this late we run into, because in about another 3 or 4 weeks, the leaves are going to be falling, and it's hard for that grass to come up with leaves laying on it. So you have to get the leaves off the newly seeded grass, or really the old seeded grass, too. So, and a lot of people like to leave them late in spring, and that's not really a good thing. And if, especially if they get wet, they mat and everything else, and then you really got a problem. But the aeration's a great thing if you can get the aerator spikes in the ground. This last 3 or 4 weeks have been kind of a challenge.
Yeah, so. It has.
But anyway, it's always mow it kind of short and then aerate it and seed it and go to town. And I think I hear the music in the background this time, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back to the gardener's bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Winterize your pool with the help of the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio. You'll be protecting your investment with BioGuard's Arctic Blue Winterizing Kit. Imperial stocks everything you need to put your pool to bed, including pool covers. Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass, Rock Hill.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, as it was so eloquently stated in the prelim. I'm Steve Crump with Rolling Hills Nursery, and my cohort over here, Mr. David Rector with Carolina Fresh Farms. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and WRHI.com. We're talking about a little bit about grass. Well, we can talk a little bit about trees and shrubs, too. We're getting a lot of calls on trees right now, and it's just so dry that bigger trees, they won't even dig them out of the ground right now until we get some rain and the leaves start falling, which should be in about another month or so, I hope. And it'd be kind of hard to dig the holes to plant them right now, so dry. We had to put 18 hollies in a project 2 weeks ago, and we have a 30-inch auger we normally drill the holes with, and you can work from there. Makes it kind of easy, cheats a little bit. But this particular thing, once we got down there, Tommy started checking, there were two fiber optic lines running through the area. So they've changed everything. So we had to find fiber optic lines, which fortunately now they put them in an orange pipe so you can find them. But then we had to hand dig the holes. It's so dry, it took them, three of them all day to dig 10 holes by hand.
My gosh.
So there went your profit.
Yeah.
But you know how that works. But anyway.
Sure, it was hard to motivate to go back out there and dig eight more.
Well, they did it the next day, and it turned out we came in under time, so that was a good thing. But I don't know how in the world they did it. But they've been with us so long now that they're pretty good at it. So
that's a good reminder, though, if you are digging and doing things in your yard where you're going to be going down low, you need to call and get your property marked, because you could end up costing yourself a lot of money, or let alone get hurt on top of that. So it doesn't cost anything. Call before you dig. You'll come out. And what is the number? 811?
811.
811.
PUPS. Palmetto Utilities.
They'll send everybody out, about four or five different people, gas, power, phone, etc.
We do it on everything we do, whether we're digging or not, pretty much now.
Yeah.
The problem is they put the lines in usually in the beginning of the house construction, and then the yard gets graded and all that, and they say that, like, gas, they bury at least 18 inches. Well, it might be 4 inches once they move the dirt around. And you can get somebody hurt if you're not careful. And even then, when they mark them, we actually dig down and locate the lines, find out where they are, how deep they are, and all that before we get started. And
pays to be thorough.
You say that. A few years ago, the mail came one day, and I opened up a letter, and it was City of Columbia, and they were charging us $750 for cutting an electric line. So Tommy called the guy and said, "Look, we've never worked in Columbia in our lives." He said, "Let me look into it." Well, it wasn't 15 minutes. He called back, and he said, "They built it to the wrong place." He said, "But it's close to your name."
Yeah.
I said, "Close ain't good enough. $750, Rolling Ridge or something like that." But yeah, it can be. In fact, a young man was working with his dad when it happened, but he used to work for us when he was in high school at Yorktown Apartments. They were digging, and he hit a 220 main line going to the building with a shovel, and it knocked him about 20 feet.
So, man.
And that's the same thing. When they originally put it in, it was 24 inches deep.
Yep.
The grading around it had gotten where it was only 6 or 8 inches.
It can change.
And we had one that we had lines located, but it located the front. And there was an apartment complex behind the house. And they ran a line from the apartments to the back of the house and didn't locate it. And we didn't know it was there. So the guys cut it, or nicked it. They didn't really cut it. So when the city came out to fix it, guy took a shovel and cut through that thing, and it burned a gouge in that shovel 3 inches deep.
My gosh.
Wonder it didn't knock him for a loop. But
head on the right shoes, I guess.
If you don't do it, it can be dangerous. And as we found
out. Good reminder. We got a lot of new people around York County in here.
As we found out a few weeks ago when they cut that fiber optic up on Oakland Avenue, that it can affect a whole lot of people.
Yeah, you run a whole lot of people's day.
I had
no internet that whole day. That was real fun, writing receipts with my hand.
You had to go back to the old-timey way.
Putting them in the next day.
Yeah. You had to get back to your basics, roots.
Get my abacus out and add up things.
I think we still use a dial-up phone line on the credit cards because I just don't trust the internet for that. I just don't trust it. I guess I'm getting old and all that, but I think we were the only one on our side of the county who could run credit cards. Everybody else was tied into the internet. But internet, guess what? You can't run credit cards.
Yep.
But I don't know. Some of this newfangled technology, I'm not sure is for the better, but that's because I'm getting old.
That's one of them necessary evils.
Well, I had no clue that we were as dependent on it as we were.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay, I hear the music in the background, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. For 40 years, we've supplied the York County area with quality landscape plants, locally grown and climatized. Come by the nursery at 873 Museum Road. Remember, now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer and maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Tired of that old ugly tarp covering your pool? At Imperial, we recommend safety and convenience of a Loop Lock cover. With Loop Lock, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Ask for Loop Lock at Imperial Pool and Spas of Rock Hill and Lake Wylie.
We return now to The Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Like I said earlier, we're here every Saturday morning, and we've had a pretty good discussion so far this morning. But I did want to inject one thing real quick, that if you miss a show and want to catch us later, go to the WRHI website, go down to program and find Gardener's Bench. And Mr. Stone has so graciously got them all listed there, I hope.
All there.
All there.
Just got to look at the website.
Got the word. Okay. So.
His dial-up won't pull it up, maybe.
Yeah, it will. No, I got high-speed internet. Oh, I just don't do credit cards to the internet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
It's kind of you. I got established.
I don't want to make Steve mad now.
I got established my brain a long time ago. Security, security, security.
That's right.
And Brian Riggs, it used to be ESP. He's got another name now, but he's been doing it since 91.
Yeah.
His daddy did it before then. And his daddy's claim to fame is he wrote all the software for Thermal Chem back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Back when it was old punch cards and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's all he talked about was security, security, security. And
that's very important now. So,
and it just scares me putting all this stuff out in the cloud, and all the cloud is a bunch of servers in a building somewhere. Mm-hmm. And who knows who has access to your information?
Yeah.
You hear all these breaches, people, and it scares you to death.
People trying to attack it all the time.
Pretty much.
I want to thank Jay Lacey for being on last week when I wasn't able to be here. She's a good friend of me and Steve's, and very knowledgeable about trees, and very nice dude, to be honest with you.
We had a very good show last week, and Jay's the man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's forgot more about trees than I'll ever learn, I think. But it was a good show. It went well. We talked, you might try to get the young lady to talk about Master Gardeners next week, and I'm going to get Tommy on here with you 1 week, and we need to get Sarah in here with you 1 week. And we're running out of weeks. I mean,
yeah, we've made it through the year almost.
I think we got 5 more shows left, and then we'll have to renegotiate our contract.
Yeah, that'll probably take a couple months. So
I think
we got to sit down with Manny and get his attention.
I think they need to double our pay.
We need everybody to call in. Nothing good we're doing.
Nothing doubles still nothing, you know.
Fastest 30-minute show
in history
on WRHI.
Well, it's going to have to stay 30 minutes. I don't think they can fit it in any longer with the schedule they got now, which I can't do more than 30 minutes anyway. I don't know about you, but we have to go work for a living after this. But anyway, we're talking about the weather, and like we talk about every week, but plants. We got the prettiest crop of plants we've had in years. We had a real good growing season this summer when the rain was coming regularly, and we're starting to move some of them now. And in fact, Pat and I were discussing yesterday where we're going to put them all this winter if we didn't sell some of them soon. So, come on out. We'll hook you up. And
I got some very good plants out there, but also you could you pick their brain about where to plant them, how far to plant them apart, because there's Steve would love you to take his plants and put them in, but you need to pay attention to where you're putting them and sun, shade, near the house, close together, because in 5-6 years, you turn around and look at your jungle out there if you didn't plant them right. So.
Well, we give out a lot of advice, let's put it that way, but you do the same thing on grass, so that's what we're there for.
Yeah, that's what we are there for.
But it's the one thing I love, and it happened a couple times this week, people say, well, I really like that, but I don't want to get over 4 feet tall. I said, well, it gets 10. Well, I can keep it cut down. I said, no, you won't.
Yeah.
Everybody says that. In the first 3 or 4 years, you don't have to do anything to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get busy and the life kids happens. Get older and then you forget about it, and then 10 years from now, you want me to come out there and cut it down, and it's going to kill the plant if I do it. So,
hey, don't make it hard on yourself.
We make a real gallant effort to get the right plant in the right spot and the whole thing. And as I've preached forever and while we have for 40 years now, soil preparation is everything. Mm-hmm. That's the key. You don't want to put a $20 plant in a $5 hole. Yeah. You do your soil prep and get everything organized there, and you shouldn't have any problems. Every once in a while, some plant's going to go south on you, but they're living things just like people, you know. And
yep, same thing with sod. Underneath is important. So.
Yep, the roots and the soil prep is key on that. We go to a lot of trouble on soil prep for grass, because if you got a little dip in the yard, you don't think much about it, but when it fills up with water and rots the roots and you got a big bare spot there, then you got a problem. So. But on top of that, the big thing is mulch, mulch, mulch. I mean, if you want to keep the weeds down, you need to mulch it. If you want to keep moisture to the root system, you need to mulch it. And I really don't care what kind of mulch you use as long as you use some mulch.
Yep.
I'm not real crazy about the stone and gravel thing, because you put the white gravel out and leaves fall on it and you don't get them up, it stains it. Mm-hmm. And you put the red down and same thing, it'll stain it. And I mean, it works fine. It's just
It looks good in some places, I think. I don't know about the whole landscaping use of it. I like to see a combination of kind of rocks and mulch.
I think now what they're doing is a lot of commercial stuff they're recommending. They go more with the gravel because of fire danger. There's apartments over there on Indy Hook. Somebody was out front smoking and dropped a cigarette into pine needles and caught the building on fire. So they kind of, on a commercial property now, they're kind of leaning more towards that. But I don't know if it's as big a deal as they make it out to be. But then once I hit 60, I got very skeptical. So you got to show it to me. You got to prove it. But it's
we got some good mulches. Come out and check them out. We deliver. We'll fill up your pickup truck if you want to bring a trash bag out there. Well, somebody did that the other day. Wanted 3 trash bags of mulch. So we got a shovel and helped him fill them up. So we'll sell it. Handfuls, bagfuls, truckfuls, whatever.
When we come back from break, you're going to have to tell me how you figure out what to charge for 3 bags of mulch, because I get that request every now and then, too. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Steve Crump at Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping. Looking for that special plant for your fall landscaping? Come by and see some of our new plant varieties as well as the old reliables. Give us a call today at 329-1080. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing.
Yard care professionals know that zero-turn mowers are the most efficient way to cut grass, and your friends at Greg's Fix-It Shop have a full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers they'd love to show you. Zero-turn mowers can mow around trees, tight corners, and plantings without stopping or using a trim mower. Snapper zero-turns bring professional performance to the homeowner. So stop by Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street today. Their lawn care professionals would love to show you their full line of Snapper zero-turn mowers.
Hey, Mills.
Hi, neighbor.
I'm missing the big game because I'm out here pulling weeds.
Carolina Fresh Farms has fertilizer maintenance programs tailored fit for your lawn. Don't spend your game day pulling weeds. Follow the maintenance program and make your lawn look the best it can look.
Really?
Yes, Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
Experience the peace of mind of Imperial's complete winterizing service. This is Mike Elder. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Spas put your pool safely to bed for the winter with all the latest winterization techniques.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass and Lake Wiley next to Food Lion.
We return now to the Gardener's Bench on WRHI-FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. And now, once again, here's Steve Crump and David Rector.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench. We're ready to finish up this rendition of the show, and it's been a pleasure being here, and hope you enjoyed listening to us. But we're hoping to get some rain tomorrow and Tuesday. That would really make life a lot better for the gardener. And I'm just saying a blessing every day for 73 to 80 degrees instead of 93 to 96 degrees. That's been a biggie the last 2 weeks. And it's, I don't know, but anything you want to add, Mr. Rector?
Mr. Rector, we'd like to say Carolina Fresh, next Saturday we're going to have our fall festival.
It is next Saturday. Yeah, I about forgot about it.
Creeping up on us here. We're going to have some vendors out there, about six to eight different vendors selling all kind of things from homemade soap and crafts and all kind of stuff like that. We're going to have music out there. We're going to have a food truck. And we're going to try to generate some excitement about fall and get people buying seed and fertilizer and introduce them to our store. And we had to figure out where to park everybody. I think all our people had to park in the back somewhere. And
that can be a problem.
So I'll be out there directing traffic, so we'll make sure we find a place to park your car.
Why does that scare me?
I was doing it Friday morning. I had two semis in there and four landscape trucks and a trash truck coming there to dump my trash, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But we got that done, so
Where'd
I think we can
put
handle
them all?
I told you I'm good at it.
And tractor trailers. It ain't bad enough at our place, and I got a parking lot specially designed for it.
But we're open 8 to 2 every Saturday, and the festival kind of runs from 10 to 2, but come on out anytime, and it's fun. I know, I think, Steve, you're open from
9 to 3. Yep.
Yeah, he's open 9 to 3 on Saturday, right around the corner from us. So
yep.
Go on and get your shopping done early and get back so you can watch football and –
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to watch the Panthers tomorrow with a 9:30 kickoff.
You can come to my house. I'll have it on.
I have to be at church. They're going to do a replay sometime, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know when that's going to be. But anyway, it is time to get them in and get them growing, and we're going to be right back next week to the Gardener's Bench. Thank you for listening.
Gardener's Bench has been brought to you in part by Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping, Museum Road, Rock Hill. Now's the time to get them in and get them growing. Greg's Fix-It Shop on Saluda Street, serving Rock Hill for 65 years. Carolina Fresh Farms, call 327-8686. And by Imperial Pool and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, and now next to the Food Lion in Tega Cay. Join us again Saturday morning at 8:30 for the Gardener's Bench on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports.